This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Separatist. That's what leftists are. They're separatists. They want to secede from the union. They don't like Donald Trump. They don't like you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. They don't like you. Leftists don't like you. Democrats don't like you. Progressives do not like you. They want to separate from you. They want to be different. They want to set up their own little autonomous zones, their own world, separate from yours, different from you. And they're setting it up much the same. They fenced it off. You can't get in. They got their own police force. They armed security in it, but you can't be a part of it. They protect their border. I love the irony of that. Oh my goodness. They have much in common with academia. These Chaz people that have set this thing up in Seattle. It won't last long. Trust me. What did I tell you guys? I remember I made the comment about Occupy Wall Street. I said, Occupy Wall Street will be gone so fast you won't even know. It'll make your head spin. People won't even really remember it. Occupy Wall Street was going to be the equivalent of the Tea Party movement for leftists. And I was at a CPAC on a panel, and I said, this movement won't last another year. I was completely right about it. You can go look it up. You hear it in passing. You hear it in comparison because these were people who left places that had to be cleaned up. They were hazmat zones. You had to clean them up in hazmat suits. It was so filthy. They were stealing each other's Apple phones, and there were many girls that got raped during there. People got robbed. People got beaten. And then the ones who weren't getting raped, robbed, and beaten, they were rubbing their butts on cop cars and putting feces on cop cars. And they were, when I tell you, this was a war zone. It was a biological war zone. These people were peeing in public, defecating in public, didn't care where. And it went on for a long time in these big cities run by Democrats. And I told them, I said, and by the way, disrupted business. Remember, businesses were like, what are y'all going to do? Disrupted traffic, disrupted pedestrian flow. And when they finally got it all said and done, cities had multi-million dollar cleanup bills, and Occupy Wall Street was gone. BLMs lingered because they put black in it. If they had said, blackify Wall Street, it might have made a little longer because people love, leftists love to donate to black causes, especially black causes that get people hurt. They love it. They love it, man. That is their favorite place to donate. It's like they assuage some level of guilt. George, what's his face? He's probably got $15 million in his GoFundMe. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's got a project that will help people with a rare form of cancer. And they needed $15 million of funding. He says he's raised 12. He's raising another $3 million. We were having this conversation the other day. And I said to him, do you realize that George Floyd has $13 million? I said it might be 15 by now. But he's got, I know, $13 million in a GoFundMe account. And this dude was a thug. He was a bad guy. And you know what? He did bad things. He might not have been a bad guy, but he did bad things. But he's got 13, probably 15 million. George Floyd's GoFundMe could fund cancer research for a rare form of cancer. That's what it could do. So, but they love donating to black causes. And let me tell you, the worse you are, the better. The worse you are, the better. If I were to tout myself as a kid of a former Black Panther, who's my father was, who was in San Quentin, and I need help getting off drugs or something like that, man, my GoFundMe would be so fat, it would be crazy. So Chaz is setting up these areas, and it was funny, as I was understanding Chaz a little bit more, I learned about the origins of Chaz, and I said it made me understand how much it had in common with academia. A software engineer is the person who started it. Yeah. And it's a 6-block area of central Seattle. They call it the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. That's the acronym. And this Indian guy named Kashama Sawant, he's 46 years old, serves on the Seattle City Council. He's the one encouraging activists in Chaz to hold out, giving back the precinct to police and allowing police officers inside of the barricaded region. Established on June the 8th, they took over, these Chaz people took over Capitol Hill's East Precinct building, sent members of the Seattle Police Department fleeing. I want you to remember the mayor of Minneapolis who skulked out of a meeting that a black activist told him, if you don't want to defund the police, you need to go. And he skulked out of that meeting. Unbelievable. So Watt, who is a woman, said this. She tweeted this. Our movement needs to urgently ensure East Precinct is not handed back to police, but is turned over permanently into community control. My office is bringing legislation to convert East Precinct into a community center for restorative justice. This is an Indian woman. If you don't know who she is, she's a radical. She's the one that got the livable wage or whatever, minimum wage raise that you got to pay people in Seattle now, $15 an hour, that kind of stuff. She further stated, the movement has been undaunted in the face of horrific violence from Mayor Durkin's police. Congratulations, solidarity. This is what that world has devolved into. Leftists taking over a police state. Let me tell you, good luck with that. If I were police chief, I would have said the minute somebody comes into this office and starts doing stuff, get the rubber bullets out, start shooting, get the tear gas out. You will not take over this precinct, and you will not take over anything. Not a 1-block radius, certainly not a 6-block radius. You're not taking over anything. But they don't do that. Yet they want to hear the community out. Do they hear you out? You think they care about what you have to say, what your thoughts are around these issues? Is that why you lead all your quiet protest? Oh, I know many of you are now becoming much more vocal. I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of the people who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show because you've become a lot less submissive in that regard. And you're saying, no, I'm going to speak out. I get your letters and you guys, your emails, your messages, and you tell me, Kevin, I'm blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I feel it. I know you're doing what you're telling me. But far too many of us are still on these quiet campaigns. Oh, Kevin, I know. Yeah, I am. I'm one of those. But I'm voting for Trump in the box, you know, when I get to the precinct, the ballot box. Well, you still got to be more vocal than that. That's not the only place you want to make a place.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked earlier about Chaz. Yeah. The Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And I pretty much ridicule the idea that we have to have this new Democrat enclave of protection. You leave the United States of Seattle, which, by the way, is one of the most communist places on the planet. And after you leave the United States of Washington, the United State, if you will, of Washington, so that they can form Chaz. So, left the state where the Chaz is now. So, Chaz used to be part of a leftist state, which is part of one of the biggest cities inside of the leftist state. And now Chaz has formed its own little community inside of all this leftism. I mean, you just keep peeling back the onion, and as my buddy likes to say, you still get onion. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talked about Chaz in the earlier segment, but I want to continue with that because I talked about it in the first hour with what I just described, that leftists are talking about setting up these autonomous states inside of of leftism inside of the hollowness of leftism is leftist part, where leftists can't even recognize that they're the ones voting for the insanity that have made them have to say, I got to set something up different. Well, Chaz is no longer Chaz. It's CHOP. It's Capitol Hill Organized Protest. That's what they're calling it now. They've renamed it already. See, this is what the left does. They look for cute little lexicons. Hey, let's go to the CHOP house. Yeah. You pretty soon you won't even be able to say CHOP because it'll be racist or something. It'll be, you can't say CHOP. That's part of the LGBTQ, ZYZXV, whatever, you know. I'm just saying, they pretty soon, they'll own something else, right? I think Chaz Bono should have been speaking up when they called it Chaz. Or anybody named Charles should have been speaking up. You can't do that. You can't have our name. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe Chaz Bono spoke up, and that was the case. Do you think the people in CHOP are enforcing the social distancing rules? I wonder, I was curious about this. I wonder if CHOP is going to have a football team. Why not? Why not have Kaepernick come and be the general manager and quarterback and, you know, chief kneeler of CHOP's football team? Wouldn't that be appropriate? You know, I tell you what, just have every football player and let Roger Goodell be the next, you know, GM or whatever they call it, the commissioner of CHOP's football league. Maybe there will be a CHOP in every city, and then, you know, they can all communicate with each other and build their own university. Oh, wait a minute. We don't need them to build their own universities because the very universities that we give money to have already inspired CHOP. How sad is that? I tell people all the time, oh, Kevin, I give to my alma mater. I got buddies. They give major donations to their colleges and universities. I mean, they're very wealthy men. And I tell them, why do you keep doing that? And you know why they do it? Because it's a status symbol. It's kind of like, why do you still go to Facebook instead of going over to conservative social media sites? Why are you still supporting Hollywood? Why are you still watching football or NASCAR or whatever? It may not be a status symbol, but it's something that you just can't give up. It's just inside of you. I've been watching NASCAR, man, with my daddy for 30 years, Kev, and I just can't give it up. I grew up playing football. Whatever. Okay, no problem. But just understand this. The left are feasting off of your inability to just break a habit. I gave up football. I was a hell of a football player. Well, I'll take that back. I was okay. I could have gone to college to play football, but I don't think I could have made it to the pros. But I was a decent football player, and I loved the sport. I got more old Dallas Cowboys. I hate to go even naming names because it'll show you how old I am, but I got a lot of old Dallas Cowboy friends, and I got a lot of athlete friends. And I won't watch a football game if you put a gun to my head. I will never watch a football game. Chaz is now CHOP, and they want to set up all over the place. And President Trump gave a warning to him. He says, if local leaders don't dismantle them, we are building a plan. He says the administration is ready to crack down on these leftists who have barricaded this 6-block section of Seattle's Capitol Hill. And he's warned the radicals. He said what Trump is concerned about, he's saying, look, this is how things start. You let this one go and it's no big deal. I told you that North Carolina shut down a version of Chaz, CHOP, whatever you want to call it. Immediately, the cops came in and said, no, oh, heck no. And President Trump is saying, it's not going to happen. Now, if you want to play this out politically, you say to yourself, what do you do? Do you let the city handle it? Do you tell the city, look, let's go in together and do this? You got a city that doesn't care. You have a city that has a mayor who is encouraging this. She's saying the feds can't come in. They can't do this. They can't do whatever. I mean, this is literally a state's right versus federal battle. And I think what the president is going to say is, no, this is insurrection and it will not occur. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go put my Karnak hat on and tell you that Donald Trump at some time strategically will go in there and snuff out CHOP. And what he's going to do then is he's going to start putting people in prison for insurrection. And that's going to make people, let me ask you, what would you say if Donald Trump went into Chaz right now with the military, arrested the leaders, put them in federal prison, and said, you do something like this anywhere across this country, and you're going to be in trouble. Starts arresting white folks. Let me tell you, black people who are watching this Black Lives Matter movement be co-opted, which is, you know, as I said, racist movement that white people know. You know what? This is a. I'm going to give you some strategy for Black Lives Matter. Brilliant strategy. Brilliant. White people put this together and they know what they were doing. It's brilliant. Because what they do is they know if you speak out against it, you got to be considered racist and you're afraid. Most white folks won't even say all lives matter. They're afraid. Because they're worried about the backlash. But the people who did it knew exactly what they were doing. It was brilliant strategy. But let me tell you why it's not that brilliant if you just have some common sense. If you go, oh, really? So in that case, white lives matter. And you can't say that because why not? You know, and you can back it up statistically. But you can just say, no, if you say black lives matter, I say white lives matter. Or you can play another game. If you say black lives matter, what you're telling me is that white lives don't matter. Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the white man is... No. That is what you're saying. White lives don't matter. So you're the racist. And you walk away. There's many ways to defeat it. But what happens is you've been trained so well that when you hear black lives matter and they give you the rationale, well, you don't understand, man. Black men kill more like this. And they don't have a statistic to back it up because it doesn't. There is no statistic to back it up. You get defensive. It's a brilliant strategy, but it's not a brilliant strategy. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans expressing optimism that a bipartisan deal can be worked out regarding police reforms, but Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York Chuck Schumer is pouring cold water on that idea.
The Democratic bill bans chokeholds and other tactics that have killed black Americans. The Republican bill purports to ban chokeholds, but only those that restrict airflow and not blood flow, and provides exceptions when deadly force is needed.
Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Republican Roger Wicker says the FAA is deliberately attempting to keep the committee in the dark as Congress investigates the Boeing 737 MAX. Speaking on Capitol Hill, the Mississippi Republican says he can only assume that the agency's lack of cooperation suggests discomfort with what might be revealed. The FAA is disagreeing with those comments, and you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump has signed a new executive order on police reforms. Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says the executive order is a start but fails to address systematic racism.
I don't think that's enough, but I do think that it's a start. I like to have some laws in place where policemen are held accountable for their actions.
Cooper Jones' son was shot and killed, although not by police, in Georgia back in February. No arrests were made in the case for over 2 months until video of the incident surfaced. The pain still lingers on the 5-year anniversary of a church shooting in South Carolina. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
It's the 5th anniversary of a deadly South Carolina mass church shooting as a self-described white supremacist, Dylan Roof, killed 9 African Americans during a Bible study at the church in Charleston. He was later convicted of state and federal charges, including hate crimes.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump cannot wait to engage with Biden. I'm talking about to seriously engage with him. Now, you can always got to give a person a puncher's chance. You know what I'm saying to me? Even a guy that doesn't know how to fight, if he's just swinging his arms and you happen to be looking up and your chin is up, boop, you can get knocked out. I'm talking about a trained fighter can be beaten by a rookie with a complete fluke, right? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, a trained fighter. Didn't happen to me because you're always ready. You always got your guard up, right? But it does happen. The better boxer or the better fighter can be caught without, you know, by the phantom punch. And we're going to get into that in just a second. So, you know, you got to, I don't tell you discount Biden completely. He's got no shot except that long shot. And I don't think it's going to happen. I already have told many people God is in control of everything. And while we thought God had abandoned us when he let Obama get elected, God gave us exactly what we needed both times. And I think that when he gave us Trump, he didn't give us Trump for one term. He gave us Trump for 2 terms because he knew the work that Trump would have to do. And he knows what's left to do. So don't worry about it. I want you to stop thinking emotionally and start thinking logically about what we're facing. See, Biden is not all there. And I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, but I'm going to remind you of this. Biden's not all there. Everybody knows it. You watch his interviews, and then you watch those of Donald Trump, and you tell me, who's aware in the moment? Who can take a question and answer it in the moment without skipping? It may not be Reagan-esque. It may not have all the Barack Obama, you know, talking about this and blah, 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 which I don't think Obama was that eloquent to begin with. If he wasn't reading the teleprompter, the dude was a dork. But Trump, he's got his own style. And you may not like it, but it isn't rambling and forgetting notes and I don't know and oh, brain going into left field. He knows exactly what he's talking about. Here's Biden just giving a basic interview about something, and I'll let you determine it for yourself.
You know, the rapidly rising his just inability to focus on any federal responsibility.
Now, allow me to jump in here and say that I think Biden was talking about climate change. And he was talking about the rapidly rising sea levels, which aren't occurring. And he couldn't even say the rapidly rising sea level. And this is the sad part. He's reading. He's looking for the notes. Because if it's not written on a note, I saw a story once
And it was a person who lost part of their hypothalamus, I believe, or whatever, hypothalamus or something. The part that does short-term memory. This person was trying to go through college. It was a young girl. And it was a, something happened, like she had a brain injury. And she could no longer remember short-term. So she had post-it notes all over the place. Her mother and her family members would do post-it notes, and they would say things like, "You've already eaten." I'm not even kidding about this. This is a. It made me really go, "Wow, the brain can jack you up, boy." Think about not having short-term memory that you couldn't remember that you fed the dog, or that you did what whatever. I mean, I can't even get into the mindset because my mind works so regular, so you know, like right like clockwork. It's such a beautiful mind. Have a big beautiful mind. It's beautiful. It's big and it's beautiful. It's glorious. It really is. It's big and beautiful. So I don't get it. But when they were doing this stuff, they would say, you know, they would leave her notes in the morning. "You've already eaten breakfast. You need," I mean, the most mundane things. And I thought to myself, wow, that would be so sad. I feel like that's Joe Biden. They got to tell him everything. If it isn't laid out and structured, he doesn't know. Now, here's why you know he's got dementia. When Biden talks about the stuff that he's done, he's spot on. You know, we passed that legislation. I did that back in 1989. He's got that down. But you know what he doesn't have down? What's happening today. And Trump recognizes it. Here's Biden getting testy over questions that kids ask him. They did a, it was a virtual meeting. This is being done by the NAACP. And here's Biden.
Got to go back to the first portion of that question, though, Mr. Vice President. If you said that they were wrong in thinking that, but that is their feeling. So give them a sense
of
why.
No, that's not true. You show me a poll that says that.
I didn't say any.
Tell me, you said they think.
Mr. Vice President, you're going to have to listen. I said I had an email from a couple of young people today.
All right.
And I said that was their concern.
It's a legitimate concern. They should be skeptical.
So what they're talking about, welcome back, everybody. They're skeptical over Biden's stance on stuff. They don't know. But what's interesting is that he already told them. The host has already said, this is from kids, emails to us to ask you questions. And he's like, there's no poll that shows that. And he goes, what poll? We're not talking about a poll. We're talking about what I just said to you. These kids can't, okay. Well, they're right to think that. That's just to say, look, this is all within a week, folks. I told you, you don't have to worry about Biden's. Bidenisms used to be once a quarter, maybe, you know, once every 4 or 5 months. Bidenisms happen, the guffaws happen every single day. Don't make no mistake about it. Here's Biden on Juneteenth. He doesn't even know what, not saying that everybody should know what Juneteenth is, but you would think a guy that's been doing so much help for black folks, he'd know.
He's going down to Texas on Juneteenth, right? The first major massacre, literally speaking, of the Black Wall Street, right? Years ago.
No, Juneteenth was the time when blacks found out we had been emancipated, and it was later than when the blacks that were up further north of Texas found out about it. So we celebrate Juneteenth as the day of emancipation from slavery. And by the way, Black Wall Street happened in Oklahoma. But hey, Joe Biden, he knows all about black folks, right? So he makes all these things, you know, makes it up, just talks off the top of his head and proves every single day how little he knows about black folks. And let me tell you, Trump is watching, folks. He's the best non-politician of our time. And that's what it takes to defeat professional politicians. Somebody who knows how to fight without using the playbook. And I will say this, in as much as I love our warrior, I love Donald Trump, he's still going to have to, as the saying goes, you got to get in the ring and you got to fight it out. You can't win it on paper. They play the World Series. They play the Super Bowl because you got to fight it out. But here's what I want you to know about Donald Trump. He excels at what I call the phantom punch. That was the way that the sportscasters described the punch that the challenger at the time, Muhammad Ali, used to knock out then heavyweight boxing champ Sonny Liston, the guy that people thought would just destroy anybody put in front of him, and he had been doing it. And in the scenario, the establishment represents the champ, and Donald Trump represents the challenger. And while Trump has already defeated Hillary Clinton, the fight with the establishment continues. Like Ali did of Liston, Trump calls out the establishment. He goes to their home in the middle of the night and with his bullhorn shouting, "I'm the real champ. You just but temporarily holding my belt." And Trump did exactly this tactic in an interview on Fox News with Harris Faulkner, because he responded to the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Fingers Biden and the speculation that Donald Trump was going to, A, try to steal the election, or that the military may have to escort Trump out of the White House if he loses but refuses to leave. And you know what Donald Trump did? He told him, he says, "I didn't hear that. I hadn't heard that." But what he essentially was alluding was, if he's ready to rumble, let's rumble. See, the Trump campaign follows everything Biden does, at least the campaign does. And Biden is followed because people wait to see how big his next guffaw is going to be. And on that point, Trump stays ready with the bullhorn. He's always ready to say, "I'm the king of the world." And Trump gave the quintessential Trumpian response to Faulkner's question. And here's what he said. He said, "Look, Joe's not all there, and everybody knows it. It's sad when you look at it, when you see it for yourself. He's created his own sanctuary city in the basement of wherever he is, and he doesn't come out." That is classic genius in his simplicity. Classic, because it speaks to the dementia. It paints it. It reinforces the idea that Biden has to hide, and it forces Biden to come out of hiding. So any attempts to remain hidden reinforces Trump's view of the man. But Biden showing himself publicly is fraught with dangers, not only for him, but for the establishment. And when he comes out, Trump is going to deliver the phantom punch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Can't blame Donald Trump for wanting to face Joe Biden. Joe Biden's got a long and worthless history in government. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. A long history. I mean, can you imagine having worked at something for over 40-something years and you got nothing to show for it? All you can do is, I was this, and I led a committee, and I did, but you have no, there's nothing you can put your name. I know people that feed the homeless. I mean, people you are never going to know. They show up every single weekend and feed the homeless. They go pick up trash in neighborhoods. They do repairs in poor people's homes. They work with the elderly. They sit for hospice. I mean, people that are making a difference. And you got people that are up there. They got titles, man, accolades. People fawn over them all over the time, all the time. And you know them. You know the Joe Bidens and the Hillary Clintons and all that. And you put all of their efforts together, and you couldn't name five people that they've helped, seriously helped, that wasn't self-serving. Not any of them. They're pathetic. The unsung heroes of this country are the real heroes, the ones you will never know. I love highlighting them. I love spotlighting them because they are amazing people. Unsung heroes. Anyway, I want to go into this because I talked about Joe Biden earlier. He's been wrong. This is somebody writing this article in The Atlantic. They say Joe Biden is wrong a lot on foreign and defense policy. A lot. They said this year's presumptive Democratic presidential nominee voted against the 1991 Gulf War, which the United States and a broad multinational coalition quickly achieved their goals. But he voted in favor of the 2003 Iraq War and regretted both votes. Years into hostilities, he opposed the troop surges that brought some stability to both Iraq and Afghanistan, and even insisted that the Taliban, per se, is not our enemy. He argued carving Iraq into sectarian statelets, even as Iraqis voted for cross-sectarian political lists. And he opposed the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. These stances suggest not only that he lacks a philosophy of how to use military force effectively, but that his instincts on when to use it are often faulty. You could stop right there and go, is this the guy you want? Is your commander-in-chief? And let's remember, folks, let's reflect back on the man who's had two brain surgeries. This is when he was coherent. Wow, man. Scary proposition. I talk about this stuff, and I joke about it because I think that there is a lot of humor in it. I hate to say it. That's just my personality. But the serious nature that the Democrats would absolutely, in a New York minute, put Joe Biden, a brain-dead moron, in place of Donald Trump should scare you more than anything. But that's who they chose. That's who they want. That's scary. Wow. Guy goes on. Perhaps for that reason, Biden was seldom a major force in American foreign and defense policy during more than three decades in the Senate, even though he served as chairman of its Foreign Relations Committee. But he has shown an embarrassing tendency to embellish his contributions, such as claiming he was responsible for ending genocide in Bosnia. Robert Gates, who served as the Secretary of Defense under Bush and Barack Obama, wrote in his 2014 memoir that Biden, quote, has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. Last year, Gates reiterated his concerns, and here's what he said. I think that the vice president has some issues with the military. He said this publicly. I think this guy, and I completely agree. Not only does Biden have problems with the military, he's got problems with anything that goes against the culture, the counterculture, which is, let's defund the police. Oh, well, okay. Okay, if that's what we need to do. This guy's got no, his savvy, it's uncanny how bad he is, and I want to go back and say again, Democrats want, this is, people were saying Biden was an idiot before he could be, medically declared an idiot. He's now medically an idiot, and they want him to be president. That is so funny to me. I can't even keep a straight face. Wow. He says Biden and his campaign are smart enough to pick up on the easy wins afforded by, quote, Trump's disastrous foreign policies. I'd like him to explain those. A President Biden would work with allies through multilateral institutions and would return to international agreements along the lines of Trans-Pacific Partnership that advantage the U.S. again, I want you to understand, this is a guy that does not like Trump writing this article about Biden. But he says he would surely be a less corrosive force on civil military issues than Trump, whose threats to use the U.S. armed forces to quell protests have caused alarm both at home and among American allies abroad. I'm going to stop there for just a second to say, I love when these clowns. So Barack Obama uses the Insurrection Act and nobody says a word. Other presidents have used it. Nobody says a word. Trump threatens to use it. Says, you know, I have this in my bag of tricks. And he's a maniac. He's crazy. He's crazy because we have leftists that want to set up their own independent nations within America. And he's crazy for calling an insurrection and threatening to use the Insurrection Act. Wow. But I want to go back and tell you, the guy that wrote this piece for The Atlantic doesn't like Donald Trump. But he's writing about Biden's lack of savvy. Oh, boy. Anyway, he says, these policy corrections alone would go a long way to restoring trust and confidence in American international leadership. Yet, while Biden may prove steadier than the incumbent on foreign policy, that's a low standard. And on some issues, Biden seems to either share Trump's reflexes or accept his basic premises, raising the question of how much a Biden administration would change the substance of American policies. Trump rails against trade. Biden so far has shown little inclination to defend it. I'm going to stop here for a second and just explain to you that leftists refuse to see that Donald Trump is right on trade. I'm talking about the powers, the people that get to write their articles in The Atlantic. But I want you to understand, the average person knows exactly what's happening. The stock market reflects it. Your job reflects it. The fact that Americans have goods and services to be sold reflects it. The Wu Flu pandemic certainly validates every aspect of Trump's foreign policy, which is protecting our borders, protecting American jobs, and bringing critical manufacturing back to America. And this clown wants to make Trump out to be a bad guy while, you know, going after Biden, because Biden hasn't been right on any foreign policy issue. Then he says Biden is now following Trump's policies. That's the smartest thing he could have said about Biden. That's the smartest thing he could have said. Joe Biden seems to be going along with Donald Trump. Well, son of a gun. I'll tell you right now, I think Biden's an affable guy. He's an idiot. I'm talking about not the clinical idiot. He's just a flat-out idiot. His views are amazingly bad. But he's a likable guy. Anyway, he goes on to talk about Biden. He says, the former Delaware senator voted with Democratic presidents and mostly against deals negotiated by Republicans. During the Bush administration, he voted against trade agreements with Singapore, Chile, the Dominican Republic, and Oman. His 2020 campaign, as The Atlantic's David Fromm recently noted, has not staked out firm positions on trade matters, and growing protectionist sentiment in his party and in Washington more in general. To those of us who continue to believe in the benefits of trade, Biden's current ambiguity is arguably more encouraging than Hillary Clinton's winking claim that she'd abandon TPP or Obama's campaign claim in 2008 that he'd renegotiate NAFTA. Now, let me tell you what's funny. Obama was supposed to renegotiate NAFTA. Who did it? Trump? Hillary Clinton, you didn't know where she stood on TPP. Trump dismissed it completely and did separate trade agreements with South Korea and Japan, and of course has got China coming in line. But all, by the way, that prove to work, but he doesn't know what Biden wants to do, so. Well, let me tell you, what Biden wants to do, he's already kind of laid it out. It isn't going to work. Biden is no good at this stuff. He says, Trump and Biden's positions on Afghanistan are indistinguishable. Both vow to end the forever wars by withdrawing American troops, but neither has a plan for what happens after that. Biden said Trump's withdrawal from Syria was a complete failure, yet he advocates the same policy for other places. Did I mention that Democrats are conflicted about Biden?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.